Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here. We acknowledge that Jesus, you are the Lord God Almighty. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. Amen. I believe with those listening for their needs and also mainly that Jesus, you will reveal your glory to them and to us. Amen. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. Amen. And many great teachers teach about how he is a person. He has a personality. Let's remember, though, he's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father, and he's God. He's the Lord God Almighty. And let's give him that honor and reverence that he deserves. Amen. Yesterday I spoke about the Lord is one. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The chief end of man is to know him. Man was born to fellowship with him. That truth is an eternal revelation. And we could give a million messages about that one truth, that man was born to fellowship with God, and we would just be a million messages for a million years. I am not exaggerating. We would just be beginning to know him, the only true God, the great and awesome God of the universe. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person and being in the universe. If someone just meets him, and just them and him, they will only want him. And if they never hear the gospel, they will call him my Lord, my God, my Savior, my best friend, my everything, they will be living what humans were born to do. They will be living what the Bible reveals. Now, if someone hears the gospel, they will know that his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how simple it is. It's a relationship. That's what it is. It's so simple, so glorious, so wonderful. And a relationship that lasts forever. And that's why, if you listen to these messages, I'm intentionally, not getting into all these deep teachings, and there's a place for those. But the glory of the Lord himself, so awesome and glorious and wonderful and powerful and merciful. When someone finds him, they find everything that a human being was created to do and born to do. And this relationship lasts forever. Amen. Now, we know that it's difficult living on the earth, right? We all have challenges. I do. We all do. Sometimes those challenges bring us to him. But he offers a celebration. It is truly a celebration. The greatest celebration is of him. When someone knows Jesus Christ, he's the Lord God Almighty. The Holy Spirit, the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And that's... the Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus Christ. I do want to just take a time out, some administrative things. As I mentioned, I do have a cold and a cough. I've been ill. Please do pray for me. It's been very challenging. But I'm very excited to give this week's messages And we also just found out we've been charged a lot for this SoundCloud account. Our account is on SoundCloud for our podcast, and we need your financial support. I don't ask for money rarely. I rarely mention it, but our website is secure. We do need support. We need your prayers. Also, this week, just a little, some highlights coming up this week. You know, some subjects that I do want to speak about related to the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit. The whole subject that He's the Helper, the Comforter, amen. Also, He's the Spirit of Truth. Jesus spoke about that three times. Also, that this wonderful revelation of the seven spirits of God. That's in Revelation. And there's also in the Bible, there's seven places where it's revealed He's these seven spirits of God. The reason I mention these general overview, this, do you realize that in our most holy faith, when we meet the Lord Jesus for real, everything is a glorious eternal revelation and is become so wonderful and exciting and just even thrilling. And this exciting adventure lasts forever. That's what I want to emphasize. We will always be, have great great and mighty things. I think of that verse. Call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So glorious. This is what humans were born to do. That's what I want to continue to emphasize and continue to just proclaim. Because, one of the greatest things is He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to, when we get to the heart of, so now I'm moving past the administrative time out that I took. In our most holy faith, we will see, I think what the Holy Spirit reveals is that our most holy faith, okay, the Lord God Almighty, let's get to the real deepest reality. The Lord God Almighty Himself, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, beyond words, beyond description. And everything that He does and everything that He gives, everything about Him, beyond words, beyond description. Jesus the Christ is literally the revelation of God. He's the image of the invisible God. He is the Lord God Almighty. And everything about Him, we know. Even in the natural, people who aren't even saved know how wonderful Jesus Christ is. I mean, so wonderful, and everything about Him. Okay, all those things that He does, yes, but He Himself, so beautiful and magnificent and excellent, and His face shines like the sun, His eyes like flames of fire, His hair white like wool, when people, glory to God, and the Holy Spirit we have, that's what I want to emphasize, the Holy Spirit and His glory, same thing. We have glory within us and all around us. Anyone who's saved, who knows Jesus Christ, has that. We are so, let's forget everything behind And today, if we seek him with our whole heart and we give him first place and make him our first love, it's no limit to what he may reveal and he will reveal to us about. The Holy Spirit is the helper, the comforter. He can get us out of, you know, our former ways in which we've missed it. We are creatures of habit, aren't we? That's what human beings are. Jesus said we're his sheep. But when we meet him, we will get into the habit of experiencing his glory. Amen. And it's awesome and supernatural and exciting and thrilling. And so it's this glorious, what humans were created to do. It's simple. It's not, you know, everything flows from that relationship. That's, and, you know, the personality of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want to continue to emphasize. Spurgeon was so correct in this message he gave about the personality of the Holy Spirit. We can easily identify Jesus Christ and the Father as well, especially Jesus, as a person, because he became a man. We know he lived as a man. He lived like us, was born, grew up, lived for, and even died for the world. But the Holy Spirit, it's not as, you might say it's not as evident to us. Well, he can reveal it. And for example, to think that God Almighty offers himself and his glory and majesty himself to live within a person and all around a person, even forever. That's just incredible. Like, a great man of God said, I remember one of his writings, one moment in his presence is greater than a million years in any other place, the highest places of the earth. I mean, just one moment. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And so, I know I'm speaking generally, but it is so important that we realize, look at the big picture, okay? And today's message, one thing that I've emphasized in the last few months, but including today, to think that man was born to fellowship with him, okay? That reveals that it's a relationship. And that he's a person, and of course, more than that, he's God Almighty. He's the Savior. He's Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. The door of a person's heart. I stand at the door and knock. To he who opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, sup with him, and he with me." Jesus offers himself. He offers to think that God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty, his beloved Son, God the Father spoke audibly twice and said that, "This is my beloved Son." And when we get to the deepest reality, Jesus Christ is God Almighty and the Son of God. And to think that God knocks on the door of every person's heart and offers himself fully, that's an unspeakable mystery. That one truth is too wonderful for us to comprehend. But the Holy Spirit does reveal it. He searches the deep things of God. This is a glorious thing. Jesus said he will guide you into all truth. Let me read this. This is John 16:13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Going on to the next two verses, he will glorify me. This is Jesus speaking. For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Glory to God. There's so much in here. I want to save this for, it looks like tomorrow, one of the messages this week I will try to focus on. On the Spirit of truth, that he's the Spirit of truth. But my point in that is, you know, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is, I keep saying that, but the Holy Spirit reveals that he's the Lord God Almighty, and he's the, everything about him reveals the only true God. So wonderful, so awesome to think that, you want to know what God's like? Just look at Jesus. To think that we, and again, to think that Jesus, an example of how wonderful our great God is, that he knocks on the door of every person's heart and even offers to fellowship. He offers infinitely, eternally more than we could ever comprehend. I mean, he offers eternal life, life everlasting, the opportunity to live forever in glory, but to receive, he offers this on the earth. That's, oh, this is so incredible. And the key is when we meet the Holy Spirit. We're really meeting Jesus just in a deeper way. It's a relationship. It's just like a relationship on the earth. You know, you go deeper with someone, right? If you're a friend, you might get to know them better, and that's just an earthly relationship. But this is the relationship that humans were created for. And so it is. I want to try to finish with this. It is a perplexing, baffling thing that most people do not respond to Jesus's offer. And let's just look at the big picture. Most people don't get saved. Most believers don't pursue him and most believers may not even know that he offers to fellowship and that he's so glorious and wonderful. I mean, so right now let's pray. Lord, Father, Jesus, we pray for that you send out laborers to the harvest. Holy Spirit, we pray that you send out laborers to the harvest who have the anointing and who are, so that other people can catch the Holy Spirit and find Jesus. If they don't know Jesus, that they find him and get saved. If they do know Jesus already, that they go get filled with the Holy Spirit. If they have not been, amen. We just send out laborers so I want to specifically let's pray. We pray right now for the Middle East, for Israel. Send out laborers to Israel as you already are. These wonderful ministries that are reaching people in Israel and other parts of the Middle East. Glory to God. Continue to send out Marilyn Hickey, a woman of God and her daughter and other their ministry. Give them the anointing and the finances and the and other ministries like her ministry. Send out this podcast, but we pray this in the glorious name, the mighty name of Jesus. Let me try to finish with this. I know I'm repeating myself, but we just created a website called Jesus-loves.org. Please check it out. Jesus-loves.org. And it's just so glorious to realize it's simple and it's all about Jesus. It's all about and how wonderful he is that he's the exact representation of God's nature. This is so important that we realize this. And Spurgeon mentioned this in one of his messages that most of the world has a completely different view of Jesus Christ and God. I mean, sometimes so different, it's like diametrically opposed. The people in that are unsaved, most of them know how wonderful Jesus Christ is, right? There's no denying that. Okay, but then if you ask them about their view of God, it would be very different, wouldn't it? And even we as believers are often have that. Well, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He revealed that he is the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. These wonderful scriptures that I keep repeating are so, from Hebrews and Colossians, Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature. That's one of the translations. I believe it's Hebrews 1:3. He's the image of the invisible God. A great man of God the other day just said, God's invisible. If there was a mirror next to him, you look in the mirror, and it's Jesus Christ. And again, I mentioned this yesterday. People may ask, okay, why is it about Jesus? Why is it about the Holy Spirit? It's because God has revealed he loves the world and he wants to save people. And even more than save, he wants to do infinitely, abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine. But it's up to a person to say yes. That's the mystery. Even Reinhard Bonnke in his message, one of his messages said, I'm so glad Jesus didn't come up as a policeman sneaking up behind us saying, you know, he's the good shepherd, he's the savior, he's the, and so, glory to God. That website is a work in progress. Please do check it out. There's a lot. Basically, one of the points is, you know, the world and people and everything, they will not fulfill us. They will not. But Jesus, amen. Jesus is the, he offers what humans were created to do. He offers eternal life, life everlasting, which is what humans were created to do. And within that, it's everything that a human being could ever want, need, desire, hope for, long for, dream of. Amen. Amen.